You're listening to Drive On Live, with Jason Wilder.
Here on Live 89.5, I'm joined now across the magic of technology on the internet, a very busy man at the moment, Brendan Cunningham, who is the Executive Director of OSCHAM, and we've got an event coming up. Brendan, how are you doing?
I'm great, Jason. How are you?
Yeah, very well, thank you. Happy New Year.
And Happy New Year to you.
And the last time we spoke was just before your Christmas event. You had your Christmas Sundowners meeting, which was good. How was that?
Oh, it went great. It was in a beautiful location down there at the boathouse. Wonderful views, great people. We also donated, that was part of our annual charity event, where we donated money to Phuket has been good to us. So a lot of good vibes and a good evening.
Oh, I bet it was great. Yeah, it's a beautiful place, and that's nice to do something for the charities. Okay, now give a little bit of a background, please, Brendan. As we said, if anyone's just connected with us on the radio or has just got to the island or missed it last time, give a little rundown. What is OSCHAM and how would you describe it to people?
OSCHAM is the Australian Thai Chamber of Commerce. Our head office is in Bangkok, but we service the entire areas in Thailand, particularly the hubs, Bangkok, Phuket, Chiang Mai, and the eastern seaboard, Chonburi and Rayong. We seek to help businesses grow through business promotion, also business processes through advocating with the Thai and Australian governments and government agencies. Connections, we run what is known as the premier networking event in the country, called Sundowners, which we run in Bangkok, Phuket and the Eastern Seaboard, and community. We try to recreate, because a lot of us are living abroad, we try to recreate things that are big in Australia here in our new adopted land. So, for example, Australia Day. We hold big Australia Day events.
And that is the next one on, isn't it, Brendan? So let's talk about that. And it is fantastic for anyone who's just got here and maybe is a bit of confused about how they arrive and how they communicate. This is exactly what it's about, isn't it, Brendan?
Yes, absolutely. It's to join the chamber, to get involved in the community and meet people. The more you're out there, the more people you meet, the more opportunities that arise for business and also social opportunities as well. A lot of people use places like OSCHAM to build their own networks and really their life around it as well.
Perfect. And this is the first business networking and OSCHAM Sundowners for the year. So into 2020, tell us what's going on, Brendan.
Yes, it's on the 23rd of January, starting at 6 o'clock to 9 o'clock. At the beautiful Sala Phuket Resort, Mai Khao Beach. So the good people at Sala and Anthony there are venue sponsoring the event. They've got a fantastic night planned. They've got a DJ planned. They've got for Australian food. You should see the menu. It's amazing. And of course, everything else that goes with the Sundowners.
Is there a chance, Brendan, for people to see the menu? Have you got it online somewhere, on your Facebook page or anything?
I'm glad you asked that. The next email promotion that will go out, which is tomorrow, is going to feature the menu. So people will have a chance to see it then.
And that's, but of course, for members who are already members of OSCHAM, yeah?
It will go out to the full database. So everyone will be able to see the menu. The event is open for members, potential members. We have partner chamber members involved, which is the AmCham, the British Chamber of Commerce, CanCham, German Thai Chamber of Commerce and Netherlands Thai Chamber of Commerce, and, of course, the Australian alumni. So we invite everyone who's an Australian alumni, studied, worked, et cetera, in Australia before. Sorry, the event's also being supported by the Australian Consulate General in Phuket. The new Consulate General, Matthew Barclay, is supporting the event, and the government's right behind it as well.
That's brilliant. Yeah, so he's just been welcomed onto the island just recently, so that'll be a great chance for everyone to meet him as well. Now, you were saying just before the event, before we forget and we move on through the event, that there is something happening. There's a briefing from 5 to 6 before it all starts at 6. Now, who's invited to that and what's that about, Brendan?
Yes, so the details will be released shortly on that, but we have a director from TSEB, the Thailand Convention and Exhibition Bureau, Khun Puripan Banagv, who's going to talk on MICE business outlook, specifically for Phuket, but Thailand in general for 2020. And he's going to be supported by speakers from the Phuket Hotel Association, who are going to join us as well, John O'Shea and Ranjit Viswanathan. So they're going to have a deep look at what we can expect from MICE business and tourism in general in 2020 for Phuket.
Which is on a lot of people's minds, isn't it, Brendan? After such a year that people have had, they need to like make sure they've got a bit of confidence and listen to some experts who know about this, yeah?
Absolutely, yes. So that will be held from 5 to 6, just before the Sundowner event, also at the Sala Phuket.
And what a beautiful venue, Sala Phuket, amazing. So this is going on. And so is anyone invited to that briefing before the actual event?
It's the same for Sundowners. It's open to everyone who is attending Sundowners if they can make it early and attend the briefing as well.
Perfect. Now, we were saying as well, the nice thing, because obviously it's Australia Day, getting the community together. And also there is a special price for non-members. So it's a special, super special price for members, isn't it?
Yes, members are free.
Members are fantastic. Right in there. And then for non-members, it's just $500, correct?
Correct. Yeah. So members of AusCham, the partner chambers and the Australian alumni are all free, and non-members are only 500 baht for 3 hours. I mean, 3 hours at Sala Phuket Resort. It's amazing. So we really, we really appreciate the support of Sala Phuket to make it happen like this.
I know that is incredible. And as far as it's free to go for members and partner chambers members and such, they might have a little more money to help out with the situation. Because I've got to say, Brendan, I think the world is watching Australia right now with the natural sort of bushfires that have taken control and gone wild. Now, we were talking a little bit before we started the interview about this, weren't we, Brendan? Because there's going to be some kind of fundraising going on as well, yeah?
Correct. And you're right. It really has been devastating what's happened to Australia over the past couple of months now. It just continues to grow, unfortunately, instead of go the other way and subside. So it's what has been good in what's been a bad situation is the Australian Thai community here in Thailand have really stepped up and run quite a lot of activities already to raise funds to send back to Australia. So it has been in a dark day, there has been a bright light in the community support, and we're also part of that. We are raising, running fundraisers to help with the bushfires appeal. We're specifically dealing with the Salvation Army back in Australia. We do, if I can quickly just say, we have an event on Saturday, the Great Australian Bash, which is in Bangkok, where we'll be raising funds, and down to Phuket, the Australia Day Phuket Sundowners will be running an auction and a raffle to raise money for the Australian Bushfires Appeal. No, Jason, we've got a cooked dome barbecue from the barbecue store.
Wow.
Which is fantastic. So they've donated that, and that's going to be auctioned off, plus a variety of other raffle prizes. And if anyone wants to donate raffle prizes, we're still happy to take them on board. Please contact me.
And how's the best way to contact you, Brendan?
Yes, by phone is probably best. They can call into the office, which is 02-210-0216, or by email, which is office@auscham.com.
And luckily nowadays, Brendan, you've got search engines that I guess you can just put in AusCham and you'll find some kind of phone direction, and then they can find you on that as well, which is easy. And I think that's fantastic as well that the barbecue stores have set, because that must be like, I don't think there's going to be many Australians who live here, who've lived here for a while, who haven't actually got a barbecue for themselves. But imagine if someone did and they were missing their barbie back home. This is a chance for them to donate and possibly win a fantastic all-cooked barbecue. Brilliant.
Yes, absolutely. Now they've done a great job, as has everyone else who's chipping in. So,
yeah, and amazing. And as we were saying as well, it's like a week long event schedule for you guys, isn't it? There's going to be another event as well on My Cow Beach at M Beach Club this time on Sunday that we've been invited to, which we're very excited about.
Yes, so the JW Marriott, M Club are running a beach party for Australia Day on January 26th, which looks like a fantastic event. And all of the Maikau Beach resorts, including JW Marriott and Sala, where we're hosting, are involved in that, which is great. I see Anantara Maikau is also involved, and Miner International is also sponsoring our Sundowner event. So there's a lot of good organisations, good hotels contributing to that.
Absolutely beautiful. All of those names just there. Super cool up on Maikau Beach. It's a beautiful place. It's kind of worth it. It's one of those gems where it's got a little bit outside of most people's place, but it's like it's well worth the journey when you get there. So fantastic. I'm sure everyone's going to really, really enjoy that. Okay, Brendan, well, it's very nice to talk to you. I know you're super busy, so thanks for taking some time. Is there anything else you'd like to shout up across the airwaves?
Yes, just another plug for the people who are making this happening. Of course, we'll start with the Australian Consulate General in Phuket, Matt Barclay and his team. The amount of support that they're giving is fantastic, and it's not happening without their support. So thanks to Matt. As I mentioned, Miner International is the corporate sponsor. Sala Phuket is the venue sponsor. And of course, we have our event supporter, Lady Pies, who always comes in, and we will have Lady Pies there. And of course, our media partners, Phuket News and Live 89.5. Thank you to, as we mentioned, this event's free, except non-members who are very minimal charge. And we thank our sponsors for making this happen.
Super cool, Brendan. You are more than welcome, because I can say on behalf of our big leader, Jason Bevan, he's an Aussie as well, isn't he? So he's happy to support, of course, any Australian events.
Excellent.
Okay, well, great, Brendan. Thank you very, very much. And good luck with all the Auscham Sundowners on Thursday the 23rd, and then on Sunday at M Beach, and that's at Sala Phuket, and then on M Beach Club on Sunday the 26th. We'll see you there, Brendan. Thank you.
Great. Looking forward to it, Jason.